Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Terrence Long. Batting second. The second baseman, Randy Velarde. Batting third. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting fifth. The DH, Matt Stairs. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jeremy Giambi. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Hudson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Velarde is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Velarde strikes out. Two outs. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giambi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. One out. Tony Graffanino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Graffanino hits a fly ball into left field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Konerko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grieve. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Ordonez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Konerko scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs strikes out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tejada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeremy Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Velarde scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Graffanino is 0 for 1 in the game. Graffanino hits a fly ball into left field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chavez for the out. One out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conurco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Conurco takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Ordonez moves to second. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to home to get Thomas. Ordonez moves to third. Conurco moves to second. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. Conurco scores. Perry moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Abbott is 0 for 1 in the game. Abbott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perry scores. Lee moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Lee scores. Abbott moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Doug Jones now pitching. Tony Graffanino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Graffanino is 0 for 2 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada misplays the ball. That's an error on Tejada. Abbott scores. Valentin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Velarde is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Velarde is 0-for-1 in the game. Velarde hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Giambi hits a fly ball into center field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grieve is 0-for-1 in the game. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko juggles the ball. That's an error on Konerko. Velarde moves to second. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stairs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Baldwin covering, for the out. Velarde moves to third. Grieve moves to second. 2 outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tejada is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ordonez strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeremy Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Giambi for the out. 1 out. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Abbott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Abbott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Abbott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Velarde reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Lee moves to second. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Velarde is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Velarde hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grieve is 0-for-2 in the game. Grieve is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Graffanino is 0-for-3 in the game. Graffanino hits a fly ball into right field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Stairs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stairs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stairs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tejada hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giambi is 0-for-2 in the game. Giambi hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Menichino now playing second base. Mike Stanley now playing first base. Eric Chavez now playing shortstop. Adam Piatt now playing third base. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Konerko moves to second. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Konerko scores. Perry moves to third. It's 9-0, White Sox. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abbott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Abbott hits a fly ball into left field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perry tags and scores. One out. It's 10-0, White Sox. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Piatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chavez is 0-for-2 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to third. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Menichino takes first base on ball 4. Long moves to second. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley strikes out. 2 outs. Ben Greve is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Greve is 0-for-3 in the game. Greve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ryan Christensen now playing left field. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Graffanino is 0-for-4 in the game. Graffanino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Norton pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton strikes out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Graffanino moves to third. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko hits a line drive towards short. Chavez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-0. White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Abbott hits a fly ball into right field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Burley now pitching. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stairs is 0-for-3 in the game. Stairs is called out on strikes. 1 out. Adam Piatt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Piatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Giambi is 0 for 3 in the game. Giambi hits a pop-up towards third. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.